Conversations, Remus Lupin and the Ninth Doctor. Written by Ignipes and read by Rena Jenkins.
And KLB.
You're not supposed to be here.
The doctor turns away from the window. Only one in the long row of infirmary beds is occupied, and its occupant is currently sitting upright, rubbing its sleepy eyes underneath a head of tousled hair. Hello there, the doctor says brightly. Why am I not supposed to be here?
No visitors permitted after curfew,
the boy says in a tone of one reciting a bothersome but oft-repeated rule. He tilts his head to one side and adds, somewhat accusatorily,
you're not a professor.
I'm the doctor. Who are you?
A muggle doctor?
The boy's voice rises to a squeak and his eyes widen. In the waning moonlight, he looks pale, frightened. But his voice is steady when he asks,
why are you here? Do you know Madame Pomfrey?
Oh, me. I'm just visiting. The doctor reaches to touch the stone walls, cool from the night air, and cranes his head to look up at the wooden buttresses above. Good old Hogwarts. I haven't been here for a very long time. Do they still have that shop in the village? The one that sells the singing turnips?
I don't know,
the boy says.
First years aren't allowed to go to Hogsmeade.
That's no fun, the doctor says, quite sincerely. Not allowed to go to the village, not allowed visitors after curfew. Is there anything at all you're allowed to do? The boy draws his knees up to his chest and considers the question.
Sometimes,
he says, lowering his voice.
Sometimes James and my friends sneak in to visit me after curfew, even though they're not supposed to. They only didn't tonight because they had detention for turning Maisie's hairpins into worms when they were still in her hair.
They sound like splendid friends, the doctor says. Spend a lot of time here, do you?
I get sick,
the boy says shortly. There are bandages on the boy's arms and scratches on his face, but before the doctor can say anything, he asks,
are you really a doctor? My dad told me about muggle doctors. He says they can't... He says muggles have different sicknesses than we do.
I'm not that kind of doctor, I'm afraid, the doctor says.
Oh.
The boy sounds disappointed.
Did you go to Hogwarts?
Just a visitor, the doctor says again. It's nice to know this old place is still here, even after hundreds of years. The boy laughs, his solemn demeanor dropping away for a second.
You're not that old.
Oh, I'm older than I look.
Older than Professor Dumbledore?
Quite.
Do you really think...
The boy hesitates, chewing on his lower lip.
Were you worried that Hogwarts wouldn't be here? Is that why you came back to visit?
The doctor looks away quickly. So much magic, he says. Through the window, he can see the school grounds silver and shadowed, the dark forest and glimmering lake, all of it quiet and still in the moonlight. So much magic and so much wonder right here on Earth, if only you know where to look. When he turns again, the boy is yawning and tugging at the sleeves of his broomstick-decorated pajamas, halfway to falling back to sleep. Don't let me keep you up, the doctor says. You need a good night's sleep to get the most out of Hogwarts. There's no place quite like it in the universe.
Good night,
the boy says politely, closing his eyes and cuddling into his pillow. The doctor waits until the boy is sound asleep. Then he leaves the infirmary, shutting the door quietly behind him. The staircases have shifted again, and he doesn't know how to get back to the TARDIS. But the night is young, and there is a castle to explore. The end.